Welcome back, fight fans, to What's on Fight, the podcast that watches random wrestling shows provided by the Fight app, and we bring them all back to you in a podcast format. And I mean by we is I am Finn Fish, and my co-host is Mr. Forfro. Hey, what's going on, Mr. Forfro?
I am doing well. I am super excited. Had a fantastic week. Just doing my training mark for my 50K bike ride this September coming up. And just doing that, volleyball. And just coming back from this past Saturday attending the Rocky Mountain Pros live event. And I had my birthday party there. And it was like super exciting. What they do for you, if you want to book a birthday party there for their event, they, at the end of intermission, they will let you come in the ring, and they'll have a wrestler of your choice, pick to come to the ring and sing happy birthday to you. And so it was totally awesome. Another guy there had this was having a birthday party too. His name was Joe. So we had two wrestlers in the ring at the same time. So I picked Killer Curtis Cole, and he picked the champ of Rocky Mountain Pro, Mario Venger, and they both sang together. Mario is an Austrian, so it was kind of cool. He wanted to try to sing in Austrian, and it was they totally ad-libbed and did a great job together. So it was such a great thing. I was a little nervous being in the ring, but Curtis and Mario let us hold their respective belts, because Curtis is the tag team champion currently. And so I want to thank you to both Mario and Curtis, and to Matt Yaden, the owner of Rocky Mountain Pro, for having this birthday party celebration. So it was really, really fun. And how many times in your life are you going to be able to say you got happy birthday sung to you by a professional wrestler inside the ring? So it was totally awesome.
Yeah, oh yeah. That would be pretty cool, but yeah, we
How was your week?
Extremely busy. Right now, it's beginning to be busy here in Las Vegas, especially with NASCAR weekend. We had ROH weekend, which is the 15th anniversary show. I couldn't attend any of them because I had work and I had a class Saturday. But FSW is having a Worlds Collision Course, one of the shows tonight, where a lot of big-time wrestlers, half of the Lucha Underground roster, a few guys from TNA, are going to collide all at Sam's Town. And they're going back and forth. John Morrison, Johnny Mundo, for Lucha Underground fans, and the new signee for Lucha Underground, Kevin Cross, we're going back and forth on Twitter, because John Mundo's thing is he's going to take you to Slam Town. And they're going back, talking a little bit of trash. And I had to finagle my way into this show. But it was pretty cool. But just, really busy. But I see you filled your time in by guesting on another show.
Yeah. Special thank you. Shout out to the European Uppercut podcast, found here also on the brand new Trending Topics Network. Kai and Kiwi Tuts had me on the show. I got to talk about WWE and the Fastlane pay-per-view that just happened this past Sunday. Was a little different talking about somebody that I watch every week, the bigger brands, more well-known brand. So it was a little bit different than, talking about what we talk about here on What's on Fight, where we're pretty much watching a new show and sometimes run across people we've seen before. But it was totally awesome to be on there and have a new experience. So thank you to those guys for having me on.
I noticed something's missing on that show, but I think the show's gotten better. It's an inside joke for the people out there. But we do have an actual email today, if you want to get into that, or you want to...
Yeah, let's get to that before we get into the review of our show. So we had an email come in to us, and don't know if anybody else has come across this. So we want to thank our community member, Da Mounty, for bringing this to our attention. And what it is if you get a credit for a referral for somebody buying a pay-per-view, this is how it works. If you buy a pay-per-view on the Fight TV app and you refer somebody and then they buy one, you get a $20 credit. So what happens is when you get a $20 credit, what kind of appears to be a little bit strange. So if you do this and then you get a $20 credit and then you go to purchase a pay-per-view or an event or something that costs some money and is actually costs more than how much credit you have, you don't seem to be able to purchase it by getting a discount. So let's say if the event was, say, $48 and you had a $20 credit, you're not going to get a credit of $20 so that it's only going to cost you $28. You're still going to have to pay the entire $48 for that event to watch it. So it doesn't discount what you have. So you have to use your full credit amount on any purchases you make in the Fight app. It's not abundantly clear. There's no disclaimers from what I was able to see on there. So we have put a little inquiry ourselves out to Fight TV to see if it's something that we're missing, that we just don't see the disclaimers in the app. I tried looking for on the website for anything like that. I could not find anything. Just did a regular Google search. I couldn't find anything. So it's just not abundantly clear until you actually try to purchase it and it gives you another screen saying, if you want to use credits for this, you need to refer so many more friends to make a purchase to bump up your credit. So a little confusing, not abundantly clear. So that's kind of all about that I was able to find out and research at this time. So if we get any updates about it, we'll put it out back to you guys, the listeners.
Yeah, we reached out to our Fight contact and see, what's the deal with that situation. So just in case you run into that situation, because some of them are like $2 for a pay per view, but if you. You gotta use your credits wisely at that point.
Right. Yeah. And if you want to purchase an event that's $48, then start inviting people like crazy.
As far as
thanks, Mounty, for sending that in. We really appreciate getting an email in to check that out. We're definitely open to researching any of that kind of stuff out.
Okay. And let's start with our review of I went to read his email, so I had to click out of where the hell I was.
New Wave Pro Upsurge episode number 2.
Yes. Oh man, this is a little different. A little bit of a different show. I like it. You can tell it was a different show. They did their shows in a different manner. But, like I said, we'll get into all that. New Wave Pro Upsurge, episode 2. I like the Upsurge.
Yeah, I like theming your shows. I mean, WWE does it. My local promotion here, Rocky Mountain Pro, does it. They have Charged and Ignition. So, yeah, I like that they theme their shows, give their shows the actual title instead of just saying, this is what we are. I think a lot of promotions are doing this and catching on, so... I do like the title.
I just like the name Upsurge. You get a lot of copycats of shows, using the same name for their shows. So it's like, Upsurge is a different terminology, but it's, it rolls off really good. Opening graphics and stuff.
They were okay. I did like that the opening graphics were in a letterbox format, and then they put the all their like Facebook, Twitter graphics and things of that nature in the black parts of the letterbox, and they put the Fight TV logo in there as well. I like that. That was a good use of that. Different. We have never seen that. They also did mention that these were specially recorded for, Fight TV, and they mentioned it and even showed it in the opening, opening, title sequence as well. So
yes.
I thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah.
So exclusively with Fight, huh? They mentioned it a lot in the show.
Yeah, that's what I like. Bash, you know, not to be a naysayer on Fight, but you know, that's kind of cool. But though, if you know, just in case, you know, it's always nice to future proof your shows, so that's going to be difficult just in case. I don't think Fight TV is going to go away, I personally just say be careful.
Yeah. Especially when it airs somewhere else, it's like, oh, what's this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but yeah, they're doing their job. This event looked a little dark.
It was very dark.
A little dark, smoky room. I like the feel of it. I really do like the feel of this particular show. And who cut that promo at the beginning of the about what had happened the week before and all that?
You know, I didn't quite catch it. I think you were talking about the commentating team. Is that right?
He came in later on as a commentator, but
yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think he was like, I forget who it was, but, he's like one of the wrestlers as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I forget who that was, but yeah. The ring looked good, but all the lighting was definitely focused on the ring. I thought it was okay. It looked okay. However, the ring announcer, you could not hear at all. It was very hard to hear him. And my thing is always start with sound. When you have a video of anything, sound is what's going to make people either continue to watch it or turn it off.
It was just the ring announcer, was it?
Right. Yes.
The commentators, you could hear everywhere else pretty quick, very clearly.
Right. So. Yeah, but because, and my quip with that was because we couldn't hear the ring announcer, and then when they did the intro graphics splash screen with the wrestlers, they were so quick, it was hard to
catch
the names. Yes.
I do like when they do the little splash screen, you know, because you don't have the
yeah, it was good
music. There's no interest music, so I do like that. That's like the PWG does that. You know, they just play the little and then they pop up the wrestlers making their way to the ring.
Yeah, but then it also makes them not film their intro when they're walking into the ring, so that's kind of is a catch 22. You know, does that work better one way or another? It's hard to say,
especially if you're not there live, because you can go into the crowd and meet the people and shake their hands.
Yeah,
and you'd be like, oh, hurry up and get in the ring. I don't care. So you cut the intro, but our first match. Man, this is wild. I do like this though. It was Alex? I'm gonna read Rusev, but Alexander
Rudolph.
What the hell?
Alex Rudolph, the wild man from the Ozarks.
Yeah. Where the hell are the Ozarks?
Yeah, and we're not talking about the reindeer they mentioned.
Yeah. Versus Frank Wyatt, and Alex has a brings a chainsaw with them, but they have an end set promo. I like that.
Yeah, that was good.
They keep the action, and if there's a low in, or it was a low in the match, he had an insert promo about how crazy he is, and He's a long way from the Ozarks, right? He made the truck all the way down.
Yeah.
Guess he ain't that wild. He made it here. But
yeah, and he was getting firewood on the way.
But yeah, I don't know. I like the guy, good gimmick. I don't like the chainsaw. I don't find it too scary because he's obviously 100% fake.
Right.
You could carry a real axe, but I guess the chainsaw works. But I don't like the chainsaw gimmick when people have it. But yeah. these are two big guys and they're just beating. They're beating the hell out of each other.
Yeah, going mano a mano.
And nothing to this match. It's just ended with a double count out because these two wouldn't get back in the ring. They're just fighting. And yeah. This is Rudolph's first match in New Wave Pro. So that's pretty cool, you know, letting us know who he is, what he's about, what he's here for, and not putting him over in his first match, you know.
Right.
It's another match to look forward for him. Exactly. The wacky guy with a chance. All right. And then a second match, which was this is a great match. I thought it was a good match. What the hell does this kid go by?
Shiloh Greaves?
Shiloh, I've not seen Shiloh spelt like that. Shiloh Greaves versus Big T, Thomas Moore. I did not get this guy's gimmick. Not Big T. Big T was a big guy with the letter T in his name, but, this Greaves kid, he dressed like he's in a marine, you know, fatigues and stuff like that, but he's from California. He had too much going on with his gimmick. Did you feel that or?
Yeah, very, very possible. He's a great, you know, I thought he did great moves and great in the match, but it just everything just wasn't put together for a character.
Yeah, he had three different characters that didn't. They based him out of California. They gave him a high flying moveset, but he's wearing army fatigues, and then he was a smaller guy. So the whole time I'm thinking he's the face. Where actually he's the heel in this match. Because the Big T is, you know, much bigger guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, every time we get him, especially, hey, tap him out. I'm like, oh, he's the heel. Why would he tap? But this is probably the best match because this kid knows his submission maneuvers.
Yeah.
Big T, even though he's a bigger guy, he had some, like I said, great submissions, was transitioning into different submissions, so he could wrestle, and he had a little bit of high flying. Looked a little, I don't want to say green, but maybe these two never faced off before. But I did like this.
Yeah, they worked well. They worked well together. They even worked so well together that Greaves kicked Big T so hard when he kicked him, Greaves' own shoe came off. And he got distracted by that at that time, and Big T hit him with some maneuver, and the commentation team made a note of that. I thought that was pretty funny.
This Greaves kid looked like a younger AR Fox. I don't know if people know who that is, but had that type of look to him. Wild hair, you know, but. He a lot of good high flying maneuvers, and the commentators are great. These guys you see these guys who have worked with each other before for a long time. They're going, you know, not back and forth. They're both green on the match, but I like the combination of these two. Or until the end, but we'll get to that. And then Greaves gets a kind of promo at the end of this match. So,
well, yeah, we should tell everybody that Greaves puts Big T in the California clutch for the second time in the match and wins by submission.
Yeah, and then he's able to. Yeah, then he's able to cut his promo after.
Yeah,
but he's like I said, just needs to find his gimmick, put that gimmick together. If you're from, I don't think of military stuff or. They didn't say he was a gangster, but he's still wearing actual just regular colored fatigue. So maybe drop the fatigue, get some wrestling gear if you're going to be based out of California or up in the hills of California, somewhere where, you know, where that would happen. Not, you know, you think of California, you don't think of, you know, the military aspect of all that.
Yeah, not necessarily. Yeah.
And then this slightly was confusing.
Oh jeez, yeah.
So we cut to two guys sitting in a ring, and one guy, I guess they're friends, who we get from this. They didn't say each other's names, and one wants to challenge the other for his title, which is going to happen at their big show that's coming up. Okay. It looked like D-Von was trying to take on Bubba Ray. That's what I. That's what I was getting out of the whole situation. But I was like, who are these guys? And what? I guess he, like, one guy was the world champ? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and then one was, and then the other was the challenger. So, I mean, basically this fast cut into this in-ring promo basically goes away as fast as it appeared in this episode. So it just was like, it was a little weird, so yeah, it just kind of didn't flow real well.
Yeah. But this, the next match, match number three of the night, I like this match as well. Spencer Wallace versus White Lightning Will Bray. You had a guy named, you had actually had Bray Wyatt on the show.
It was very, very, very close, yeah.
But, so, you know, the White Lightning Kid, you know, I guess more of the big-time fan favorite, and he was going to throw his shirt into the ring, and one of the competitors is begging for the shirt. I thought that was funny.
And so was the crowd. The crowd wanted his shirts, too.
But, before the match, we had Spencer walk by that same commentator and say something to him, like, you know, you owe me, or something like that. And then his commentating partner, like, hey, what is he talking about? No, nothing. You can tell him, you know, nothing. Shut up, who cares? So, yeah. But this is a big match because it sets up a lot of good stuff. And the Spencer Wallace guy is, he has a different look to him. He's a big man, but he's built funny for a big man. I don't know how to explain how he looks, but
yeah,
I want to say like the Kool-Aid man, but I don't know. But this is when the commentator was getting himself over, which was good. I mean, he's talking about how he's a big man and how he plays psychological games by dancing and coming out to, you know, Britney Spears and, you know, other people to psychologically get into his opponent's head. And so watch out for the big man, you know, just because he dances and does all this goofy stuff. He's there to win the match, not to play around, to make you think he's playing around, but he's, you know, he's there to win, though.
Right.
But this, like I said, this is another good match, even though the Spencer Wallace does not look like a wrestler. Okay. He looks like Tugboat. he's shaped like Tugboat.
There you go.
How is this guy shaped like? The whole time I just thought of it. Shaped like Tugboat. Or Typhoon. Or which one you want to pick. Shaped like that. And then, like I said, a great match. These two guys going back and forth. Will Bray, the more of the, you know, fan favorite. They're cheering for him all night, even though Spencer was trying to get them to cheer. They didn't say that. They didn't even boo him. They just sat there like a fan should. And at the heel, you know, don't boo him, just sit there. But eventually, Travis, the commentator, was talking about himself and getting himself over, left and interfered into this match.
Yep.
To help Spencer Wallace win.
Right.
And then this, everything went bad after that. Did you see him go for like a, not a double power bomb, a double slam, but they kept messing, they didn't time it right?
Yeah, that was a little scary. Yeah.
Yeah, the Spencer wanted to drop him, and Travis kept holding him up like, no, not yet, not yet. So I guess they have formed of an alliance. The Spencer, I think it was called the Spencer Wallace, something or another. I forget what it's called, but those two guys are joined an alliance.
Yeah, Spencer Wallace and Travis Weir.
Yeah. Now, the two big men are taking out the trash.
Right.
And then our final match of the night.
No, wait, this is next to final.
What the hell? I need to, oh man. These pages are killing me.
So we have Shank versus... Yeah, Shank versus Tank Olander. Tank Olander. Shank versus Tank.
Tank Olander.
Yeah.
I don't know. That, like, that's possibly a bad name.
very could well be. Yeah. So they start out this match, which I thought I always love. I do love this. They do the like the rolling pin maneuver where the guy's got legs around the guy's ribs, and you're just rolling, you know, in a circle in the ring, you know, in a radius circle. That's always cool. Shortly after that, the announcers mentioned that they almost had a probably a code yellow because of it. So that was pretty funny.
Oh yeah, because yeah, I kept spinning around and around, and he was going to throw up. And that was his gimmick throughout the night.
Yeah.
This organization has a lot of bigger guys, I noticed, that they put on this show. Maybe it's just camera work, but...
Yeah, this episode, maybe.
Yeah.
Right,
It's the big boy episode, because these guys are huge. Yeah, but this is more of a comedic match to me, which is funny, though. But, Shanks? I don't know. That's a bad name as well. But you're gonna stab someone when he gets in the ring. But they kept doing airplane spins and getting this guy dizzy. And the whole time he's thinking of, you know, throwing up or doing some, you know, wacky crazy stuff. And I the first time I thought he was gonna throw up. Then after that I was like, okay, this guy's not puking, but.
Right.
But we get another interference as Jackson Wise music hits, distracts Tanks, Shanks takes Tanks and pins him.
Very good. I was hoping you were going to get tongue tied on that. That was pretty good.
No practice like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're definitely setting up a interaction between those two guys. So that should be interesting to see in their next episodes.
Yeah, and they set up a lot of their next episodes as well, which I like. Yes. Yeah, the progress of the storyline, a lot of storylines moving forward. This is our second episode. We chose the second episode because the first episode was horrible.
Yeah. We skimmed it and we're like, no, let's skip to number two.
Yeah, they had a big time audio issue, but they apologized for it with a scroller. But like, nah, we're not gonna let that represent what we're gonna talk about for these guys. Right. It's unfair to them, especially when they have, you know, number two. They apologized, so I'm like, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So let's give them an actual full episode of their own show to represent themselves. But I like the way the arena looks. I like this show a lot. Good, everything was pretty, except for it looked like it was smoky in there, like you're in a lounge.
Yeah, it was hard to tell what they're in. I don't know if they were maybe like in if they were maybe in a warehouse or something to that effect. It was kind of hard to tell. Or, you know, it was hard to tell if they were in that or, you know, kind of a I don't know if they were like in a convention center or anything like that, but it was kind of hard to tell what they were actually in.
Yeah, but let's just get into
final match of the night.
Our final match. I don't know why they put these on page. Our final match of the night. Travis Titan. Have you seen this guy before?
No, I don't think we have. I think we've had a Titan, but not Travis Titan.
Versus the Kosh Rhodes champion. That sounds like a good traveling title.
Right.
For your organization. They name it Intercontinental, you know, Crossroads. So, you know, I do like that.
Yeah, so if they wanted to pair up with another organization and do some interpromotional type stuff, that's definitely something they can do with that name.
Versus Joey O'Reilly. And this guy's good.
Oh, yeah.
This guy. I seen this guy before. I don't know. I think maybe on the first episode or a later episode of this promotion. But this guy is good. Oh, no, they showed highlights, didn't they? Of his match?
I forget. They may have. I forget.
He's going against someone. I think they're in the commentary. They're saying he went against Tommy Dreamer or retained his title.
Yeah, that's right. They did mention that.
This guy's going places. Smaller guy as well, but you know, I like the high flying smaller guys. But he's 100% heel. And he had he's had his character down. But I think he has a big fish in a small pond scenario with him. He should be the champ. This Crossroads champ and move around. Cause he had a great match.
No, it was a great match. they did start it off with, Titan, just playing out, takes it to O'Reilly at the beginning of the match. To the point where, O'Reilly tries to call a timeout and just basically runs away from Titan for basically a lot of the beginning of the match until he finally is able to duck a move from Titan, and then he just reverses the momentum of the match. But this match was pretty much it was basically one guy having all the offense and the other guy not doing anything. And then the momentum changed, and it would be the other way. There was like basically no fighting back from any of the other guy while the one guy had his offensive flurry. So that was it actually worked really well for these guys. So I thought, so this match was pretty good, pretty great.
And then old O'Reilly hits a 450 for the win. Like I said, Titan, these two guys gelled together, but not my favorite match of the night. I don't. The other California kid got me there. But the other commentator, this is when the other commentator had came down and was doing it. And these two didn't have no chemistry. I didn't like these two. He's like, oh, just leave. Didn't leave.
Yeah.
I called the match. I can do this job by myself. I don't need you. So I do like that they played it up, but at the same time, the guy that came down was the guy that was first talking about the show at the beginning of the show.
Right.
And I'm like, we don't need you here. Why, you know, I'm just here to commentate. I don't need to be here. Leave. But, how else do you feel about the whole show as a whole?
Before the episode ends, we did have a, Prestige promo, which was the before mentioned big event for this organization, and that was Justin Myers was doing the cutting the promo on Jason Levi, So that was something that they, of course, were building up their prestige event. So I liked that. But for me, overall, the episode was okay. The live film footage of the wrestling sometimes didn't match the didn't seem like to me match the post production of, you know, the graphics and say the you know, backstage segment promos, things like that. You know, just the regular promos, you know, this is who I am kind of thing. So with the audio and the quality sometimes. So I think if they can just level off that just a little bit and then just making these matches just kind of, flow a little bit better. Maybe even if it's something they need to add some, black transitioning, fade to black kind of transitioning, things like that. Just to kind of space things out a little bit more, just make it flow, make it feel like more of what we're kind of used to watching with, say, WWE or say Lucha with it being, you know, on TV. You know, this is an episode. Episode refers to normally television.
Yeah.
So just kind of make it, kind of give it that little feel. You don't have to put commercials in, even though we'll go ahead, if you guys want to, we'll go ahead and review those as well. Sometimes we like reviewing those. Just kind of the flow just didn't help me stay in it all the time. I mean, I did get back into it, but if they could just fix that a little bit, that would be, for me personally, that would help with my entertainment.
Yeah, I was just about to say about the commercials. They had no commercial breaks, even fake commercial breaks. So there's no time for us to stop. It's just like it went after the match, it simmered down and up. Next match, because there's no entrances. Next match, let's go. So more like a pay-per-view with no promos where, you know, they're saving as much time as they can by doing it, but
right,
we need a complete stop of everything restart. Like sort of like just you're stuck on a roller coaster, just up and down. All right, we're still moving, but we're not going anywhere. But I like the look. I like the intimate feel of it all.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know where these guys came out of. I imagine because, you know, we always talk about the entrance way and stuff like that and their music. I do like when companies don't use that. You know, because the rights to the music or, you know, whatever their situation is. But it cuts on time. I know we watched a 3-hour event and they could have cut a lot. They could have cut a lot of their, because they didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
They just came to the ring. Okay.
Yeah. And we've also watched episodes where the wrestler was entering the arena, coming to ringside, but we didn't see him. Instead, we watched people taking selfies of themselves. So,
so you know, I do like the aspect of just, yeah, we're in the ring. Let's get this. But you do miss the announcements of the people coming to the ring. So they, you know, they do look in ring, but I still like to hear the announcer that's still coming to the ring. So. But leave that graphic up just a little bit longer so we could figure these guys out. But they did put up all their social media accounts, which, you know,
yep.
I know you like a lot. Tell us where to find them and such like that. But I'm going with a good. I want to do like a 6.5.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking too. I was thinking a 6. Do I really want to give them a 7? So, yeah, I just want to give them a 6. Just make it flow a little better. Get that ring announcer's audio in put to go to both the live crowd that's in attendance.
Yeah.
And to the recording device so that when they do work on the post-production, they can get that in there so that we watching it Fight. That we can hear who he's announcing as well. And little tweaks in there, and these guys will be there.
Yeah, most definitely. But what is next here on What's on Fight?
Our next episode we are going to watch, Chaotic Classics episode number one. This should be a pretty interesting episode to watch because, just a little foreshadowing preview, we have one wrestler wrestling three matches for the entire episode, so he has a different opponent for three different matches. So I thought that was pretty unique to see. So should be pretty cool. If you guys are watching along, definitely tweet at us. Let us know what you guys think of the match. And we're definitely open to your guys' input, and we'll read them on the episode as well.
And I watched this episode before because I don't want to get too much away. The first match is with a guy I really like. And I watched the whole episode. The guy that's wrestling that has the three matches, it's his farewell tour. So that's why, they're, you know, a little tribute to him as his last three matches with the company as he's about to retire. So that's why he's wrestling in three different matches. Not the same venue, three different venues, three different matches, three different opponents for his farewell tour. But they didn't, he had to figure that out. They didn't tell you, which by match two or three, I'm like, why is this guy still wrestling?
Goodbye. He's going coast to coast.
Yeah. And what, the first match is awesome. I can't say that.
Right. But, and, yeah, other than that, we have, some, interviews in the work. Mm-hmm. So expect some, interviews for upcoming on, What's on Fight. So that should be pretty cool to have a couple more of those. And, personally, they're going to be really, really exciting for myself. Little foreshadowing, not going to give too much away, but, it'll be great. Trust me.
But, soon, I don't think we talk about this, but soon, your home promotion will be on Fight.
Yep. One of my home promotions, Rocky Mountain Pro, is debuting on Fight TV. I believe it's on the 15th. So they're going to be weekly releases, just like a lot of the other promotions on Fight TV. So it'll be pretty cool. So we're going to be reviewing them in the near future. And, so that'll be very, very exciting.
Yeah, and we didn't want to, we were going to pick that one, but we didn't want, the first episode is an explaining episode.
Yeah, just a little, just a quick little quip. The first episode of The Rocky Mountain Pro is that the Rocky Mountain Pro used to be called New Revolution Wrestling, NRW. And when, basically history, quick history, when Vince Russo came in, because he wrote for the show, when he came in, they decided to transition from that name to the Rocky Mountain Pro, shine it up a little bit, because they were getting a TV deal on Hunt TV, which is on the Angel Network on Dish Network. So they changed the name, shined up little things, created new titles, things like that. So what they did is, because all their NRW shows are on YouTube. So what they did is they then did a transition show, an intro show with him and the owner, Matt Yaden, about this is what NRW was. This is the storylines that we've had in NRW. Here's where we're at. Here's where we're going. And here's the new Rocky Mountain Pro. It's a very, very easy watch. The intro episode, episode number one or episode number zero, depending on kind of how you look at it. So we didn't want to run a review, just a story, you know, show. We want to actually review an episode that actually had wrestling on it. So when we get around to reviewing them, which probably will be in a couple of weeks, we're going to watch, and if you guys are watching along, we're going to watch that intro episode as well as the very, very first episode of Charged, just so that we actually have some wrestling to see what their arena looks like and some of the criteria that we like to look at when it comes to reviewing these shows on Fight.
So, I know you probably won't admit this, but we talked behind the scenes with the COO of Fight that we did, and you had mentioned about Rocky Mountain Pro and Matt Yaden, and he told us some stuff about him. Is it, you know, as he knew him as well, and you say they weren't on Fight, and he goes, "Oh, I'm just going to call Matt Yaden and see what's up with him." do you think you got Rocky Mountain Pro on to fight? Not, you know, you put the bug out there. Or we, since
You know, it's hard to say. From what my conversations with Mike and Matt, it sounded like to me that they may have had conversations actually before I had talked to them. But then when I've gotten to know Matt very well by going to the shows and you know, and everything like that, he always says hi to the RMP faithful, you know, me and quite a few handful of people that I've gotten to know and I consider friends by seeing them at the shows, that maybe just me doing this podcast and kind of saying, you know, you guys got to get on Fight and that kind of stuff, I think it kind of helped maybe the ball rolling just a little bit more. And especially since RMP now is part of the United Wrestling Network that includes Championship from Hollywood and all those other ones that I had mentioned in the previous episode, that it just kind of all kind of gelled and had a just a snowball effect just to kind of get everything together. So I'm really excited about it. So I'm hard to say what my involvement was in it, except for just showing the passion and saying, let's do this.
I don't know. I think you had your... But speaking of shows on that network, I saw had FSW, like I just mentioned earlier, I was going to the show. But you could watch, it's called When Stars Collide. And that would be March 19th, this show I'm going to be at tonight. And on the poster, it's just, you know, a rundown of who they have there. Yeah, Kevin Cross, Johnny Mundo, Willie Mack, Taya, Eli Drake, former FSW champion, Sammy Callahan, Angela Love, Davey Richards, Matt Hardy, who was in town all weekend because of the ROH, Brian Cage, who's going to take on Trevor Lee. That's a holy shit. Trevor Lee, ROH fame, big black guy at those topes, and this dude's huge and doing a tope, just like Brian Cage. So, yeah, so hopefully I'm going to be there live and hopefully we can cover that show as well. But a lot of, a lot of great things happening here on Fight. So, you know, get on Fight. You know, you're going to find some pro wrestling in your area for you to watch, and pro wrestlers in our area, which are, you know, funny enough, at, you know, growing and growing here on,
Exactly. So, yeah, that's basically it for that, I think. So I guess if you guys want to get a hold of us, maybe suggest some shows for us to watch, you can get us on Twitter at What's On Fight, or you can even email it to us at whatsonfight@gmail.com. You can contact our Fight Line at 702-907-3483, and that's 702-907-FIGHT.
We have a website. This directs you back to our shows, but it's whatsonfight.com. Go there.
Yep.
You can get our latest episodes released. We are going to have some shirts made of our logo, the What's On Fight logo. Contact us, get your orders in. You know, depending who you are and where you are from, we'll see what we can do for you. But you wear these shirts at these independent shows, they're going to know who you are, because behind the scenes, I talk to a lot of these promotions, as well as, you know, as Rocky Mountain. I mean, as well as you, Mr. Porco. We talk to these guys behind the scenes a lot about going there, being at their shows, what their show's a little bit about, so we get a little bit more information. And if you're wearing a What's On Fight, that, oh, okay, that's that podcast that talks about us. You know, not, don't wear a WWE shirt, like, okay, whatever, dude. You know, if you wear a shirt about a podcast that watches their show, they might, you know, you might get free tickets to FSW.
Yeah, so if you guys want to purchase a shirt, we're going to be placing an order really soon, so the more the better. Helps the cost on the shirts. And shipping legs like that. So send us an email, put in your order, whatsonfight@gmail.com. $20 for a shirt, plus shipping and handling if you're not local to, it's full disclosure, they're coming out of Denver, Colorado, where I live, because I've got a connection with a shirt printer. So if you guys want to order one, that would be awesome. We're going to get a shirt order in pretty well. And any kind of thing we're going to make, we're going to put right back into the podcast, help with our hosting fees and things of that nature for bringing this to you, which we bring to you for free. All we want you guys to do is just listen to us.
Yeah. And I wanted to get a shirt made because I'm going to go to the Cauliflower Alley Wrestling, which I go every year. It's free. A lot of independent wrestlers are at these shows. I met a ton of people last year. I passed on a chick named Thunder Rosa. Didn't care who she was. I was there to see her. I was there to see Melissa Flash. Cheerleader Melissa, known as Lucha Underground as Mariposa. She's my number one. Out of all the women, she's my number one. And I've been the last 2 years. 3 years ago, one of my favorite wrestlers won one of their women's battle royals. That's Ruby Raz. And hopefully Ruby Raz's ass is there because she's an equal opportunity ass kicker. And I do retweet a lot of her stuff. She's super cool. So I'm like, I need a What's On Fight shirt so people know that I am there representing the independent podcast, or independent wrestling through my podcast. Without me, going around. And it's a bright red shirt, so I'm going to be noticed. And hopefully I can grab some interviews or some quick stuff. And I do get to talk to a lot of wrestlers. Last year I saw a lot of Vegas people, but, my favorite guy, Kenny King, had a couple of drinks with him and just discussing stuff. And Andrea the Giant was there. She's not that tall. For a girl named Andrea the Giant, I'm like, yeah, you're not a little bit taller than me, but, yeah, she's like, she's hugging all the wrestlers, and I'm like, I'm not a wrestler, so I'm not into it. She's like, plus I don't like people hugging me, but like, you want a hug? And I'm like, oh, sure, I'm lucky if you're giving them out. So, but if I have a shirt, I did have my Lucha shirt, but it's Lucha, so I was able to see a Lucha person. But now that I'm, doing this, I think I'm getting recognized. But, like I said, I passed on Thunder Rosa, and Thunder Rosa, what is none other than Cobra Moon. So I missed out on the Lucha Underground star because I didn't read no spoilers to find out who she was, and she was right there in front of me. So this year I'm going to do a little bit more research on these vast people. So if they are there, I can figure out who they are. But we have we have our end of our show, our ending credits, but, each week we do our ending credits a little different than everyone else. I do like the aspect that we explain each show to you and stuff like that. So you can figure, if you just listen to the show, you can always, okay, European Uppercut is about this and about that and about not just the name of the show, so.
Well, let's do a little inner promotional thing with your other show, Luchat. Luchat, which talks about Lucha Underground and Lucha Wrestling.
Oh.
It's premiering on Netflix here really soon, isn't it?
Yeah, very soon. I think it's this week. The problem with Lucha Underground, I try not to read about it because there are shows still going on in El Español. In Spanish, on the Uno Mas. So they're continuing on Uno Mas, where in the States they have stopped. Knowing very little Spanish, I can read enough to know who has won. So I try not to, the new sites I was going to, I have to have people tell me when they're premiering. But they're going to be on Netflix pretty soon. They have a new shirt out, which is Lucha and Chill. awesome shirt. I want a Lucha and Chill, Fight and Chill with someone. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, check out Lucha Chat here on the brand new Trinity Topics Network, a show that chats all about Lucha Underground and talks to the stars of Lucha Underground as well. So that's cool. We also have the European Uppercut Podcast. Like I said, they're missing something, but the shows have been getting better. The podcast that has European perspective of American pro wrestling.
Or, as in last week, they had Americans' perspective on American wrestling.
I think we're going to go against them, a rivalry. We'll call our show like Oklahoma City Slam.
And then we also have the Spanish announce table, and I've finally gotten their catchphrase right, and that's slamming your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge. I love those fracking guys. So if you guys listen to it, you get that. You understand that.
I guess I got WrestleCast, huh? But it's written down, WrestleCast, a podcast that has a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling. We get hanging with Heavy. Still here right now. Me, the number one rated show on Hanging with Heavy. Or number, you know, interviewing me. I wonder why. Maybe because I thought of the concept of Hanging with Heavy? No. I did, but I don't think that's the reason why. But yeah. You got NFL Easy Picks. Get ready for the NFL season. Get your picks in. These guys are knowledgeable about the NFL. You know, especially coming from a state that gambles. You can put your money down. You're going to need some picks that are easy, quick. And a lot. They got a lot of picks right. So, all along, maybe you can win some money out there. And you can bet on, I don't know. I know in Las Vegas, you can bet on the CFL. So maybe, you know, if you're out here for March Madness or something, you know, get your CFL easy picks, listen to them as well. So, you know, win some money. Maybe you got a bookie or something. You can win some stuff. We got Squabble Box. Legends on Siren FM. Eurovision Showcase. The Tuts Experience. If that's not a name, that's a great name for a show.
The Tuts Experience?
Because you don't know what, you don't have to expect where you're going in if you know who. All about touch, but it sounds like you're going through a tomb, like, you know, going through the tombs of King Tut and all that.
Yeah, it's actually about one of our fellow podcasters here on the Trending Topics Networks, Mr. Kiwi Tuts, or about, you know, his travels, his exploits, and all things like that. Of course, I was, like I said previously mentioned, I was on the European Uppercut podcast with him and Kai this past week, so that's the guy right there.
STFU, and I shut the fuck up, but they don't have a catchphrase yet. So what's it?
I think their catchphrase is the title is their catchphrase.
Yeah, I think so, because when they say STFU, they go shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they work it in.
I try to do my best old school impression. I don't know if that would
help. I can't do a Canadian accent.
And so much more. So if you guys listen,
yeah,
you guys listen to all the great shows. And if you listen to this show and you want to host your own show or be a part of any of these shows, let us know. We're always looking to expand. And if you're out there, you're like, I want to do my own little show and. Get in contact with any of the other shows here on the Trinity Topics Network, and we'll set you in the ways of getting your own podcast going.
Yeah, you can contact us directly, and we'll get you to the right people. To talk about and get you in. We're always welcome to new content.
Yes, a lot of more wrestling shows, but as you see, NFL, talking about beer, talking about shutting the fuck up, music. So,
music.
Yeah, maybe your thing can be our thing, and we can get you in here and you can do your thing as well.
Exactly. Yep. So, if you guys are listening and are subscribed, you can subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, any other podcasting catching client of your choice. Give us a 5-star review. We would greatly appreciate it.
Yes, 100%. And looks like I am completely done fighting with this episode of New Wave Pro Surge Episode 2. How about you?
I am good as well. So that's all we have to fight about this week. Until next week, fight on.
All right.
I'm Mike Chipos, man. I got this, yeah.
You will not win, cause I will not lose.
Can't be touched.